بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم وأهلك عدوهم من الجن والإنس من الأولين والآخرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Dear brother in faith, here the discussion is merit of Quran's recitation. As it is well documented in books of all Muslim sects that in the last days of Holy Prophet's life, he admonished people to attach with Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam at least 4 times. It is well known tradition in Ahl Tasannu and Ahl Tashayyu that Holy Prophet said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inni tarikum feekum al-thaqlain kitab Allahi wa itrati wa ahli bayti ma in tamassaktum bihima lan tazillu ba'di abada. That I'm leaving behind two heavy things, two weighty things. One is Quran, another is Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. You attach with them so that you will not deviate. So this itself gives me insight that how much Quran is important and how much the recitation of the Quran is important. If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, فَأَقْرُوَ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible. Let me bring some tradition of Holy Imam alayhimus salam to you, which gives the idea that how much recitation of the Quran is important. And absolutely it is our creed, and we believe that what Quran says is what Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam says. Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu was salam says in, it is this tradition can be seen in Usul-e-Kafi volume 2 page number 609, in which Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that the Quran is a covenant of God for his creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for his servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day. It's alarm for all of us that if we are not reciting 50 words of Holy Quran, we are not abiding to the misaq. We are not abiding to the covenant of God. In another tradition of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in same book, in Usul-e-Kafi volume 2, page 611, Imam said, is it not appropriate for a businessman among you that when they return from their business and trade, they do not sleep until they recite at least one chapter of the Holy Quran? One chapter. It is for businessmen. And you know that they are quite busy in trading and business. And what Imam says after that? Imam says, because for every verse, one goodness will be written in their account and one sin is erased from it. If you see the tradition of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that the best worship is the recitation of Quran in Majma'ul Bayan, volume 1, page number 15. It is the best worship. If someone has memorized the chapter, he can recite from his memory. But the reward of reciting by looking at the Quran is tremendous. Also in tradition, great emphasis is laid on the reciting the Holy Quran by looking at it. A tradition can be seen from Holy Prophet in Jami'ul Akhbar, volume 1, page 48, in which Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, recitation of Quran by looking at it, it is better than reciting from memory. Of course, there is importance of memorizing Quran. I'm not declining to that. But what Imam says and what Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that looking at it is more important. Yeah, let me bring the reason that why the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that looking at Quran and reciting is better than memorizing it. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says in Usul Kafi volume 2, page 612, Imam said that by reading the Quran while looking at it is very beneficial for the eyes. Allah stops the punishment of the parents of Quran's reciter, even if they are disbeliever. So it is very important, and you can also see the tradition of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam in Wasail al-Shia volume 4, page 842. Just as we being Shia, it is our responsibility, it is our duty to attach with Quran. Imam alayhi salam says, one of the attributes of Shia is this, that they recite Quran to the great possible extent. If we say that I am the follower of Ali ibn Abi Talib, if I am the Shia of Ali ibn Abi Talib, I should not forsake Holy Quran. I should not be aware of this Holy Quran. And dear brother in faith, as we are in the Ghaibat of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, as we are in the major occultation of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, one of the ways of serving Imam of the time is to be punctual and practical about the recitation of Holy Quran and offer the reward of it to Imam alayhi salam. And this is not what I am saying. It is also fine. This concept can be seen in Usul-e-Kafi, volume 2, page number 618, in which Imam says that the one who is desirous of being in the same grade of Imam alayhi salam in paradise, please be attention to it, what Imam says, that the one who is desirous of being in the same grade of Imam alayhi salam in the paradise must recite the Quran regularly and gift its reward to the Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wassalam. So, as we have seen some of the tradition on the merit of Quran's recitation, let me bring what are the merits of the pupil of Quran. A very important tradition of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, which can be seen in Man La Yahzarul Faqih, volume 2, page 315, in which Holy Prophet says that Ashrafu Ummati Hamalatul Quran, the most noble of my nation are the carrier of Quran, the most noble. In another tradition, Holy Prophet says that Hamalatul Quran Orfao Ahlil Jannah, the barrier of Quran are among the known people of the paradise. They are Orfa, means everybody can recognize who are they. Let me bring one will of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Hazrat Abu Zar. You know Abu Zar? Hazrat Abu Zar, even the tradition says that Abu Zar, even the tradition of Holy Prophet, let me just give the insight of what is the importance of Abu Zar and to whom Holy Prophet is saying. Holy Prophet is saying to Abu Zar, about whom he himself said that Abu Zar is such a person, on such truthful person, on whom the sky has not shadow and the earth has not weight. Earth has not taken his weight. He is a such truthful sahabi. He was such truthful companion of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you know that Abu Zar was on the ninth grade of faith, as we already seen many times in the majalis and in the lectures. So let me bring the wasiyat Let me bring the will of Holy Prophet to Hazrat Abu Zar alayhi rahmatullah alayhi. Holy Prophet says, the might and the respect of Allah demand that you respect the carrier of Quran as well. Means you should give the respect as you are giving to the Quran, you should give the respect to the carrier of Quran. And as I said, it is the will, it is wasiyat. So it's our responsibility that we should follow his wasiyat. It is not for Abu Zar, it is for us. Let me bring one more tradition. Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam, in Mustadrak volume 4 page 235 says that خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. Imam says that the best among you is he who learns the Quran and teaches it. There are many traditions. As we are running short of time, let me bring one important tradition of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and conclude the session, in which Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that Allah will not punish that heart which possesses the love of Quran. Inshallah, with this we pray to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that he grant us tawfiq to recite Quran as much as possible and make us hamalatul Quran, the carrier of Holy Quran. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.